Welcome back, everybody, to the Marijuana Business Conference and Expo here in Orlando, Florida. Radical Russ here with Chuck Underwood, who delivered today's keynote address. Chuck, welcome to the show.
Nice to be here. Thank you very much.
Can you give our listeners just a little thumbnail sketch of your speech today, which I heard was getting great reviews?
Thank you, George Jage and Chris Walsh from Marijuana Business Daily. Ask me to talk about the fact that America has five living generations. Each of them has different core values. Each of them has had a profoundly different experience with marijuana. And that means that this industry, the cannabis industry, needs to understand five sets of voters, five sets of users, five sets of potential investors, and to understand their differences in order to sell this industry successfully.
Generationally, are we speaking like millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, silent, that kind of?
And the fifth generation you haven't mentioned is the very oldest, and that's the GI generation of World War II fame. The basic premise of generational dynamics is that each generation came of age during very different times and teachings. Because of that, as a generation, they formed core values that are different from the other living generations. And we now understand that those core values guide a generation's consumer choices, career decisions, lifestyle preferences, personal relationships, and personal behavior. So any American business must understand generational dynamics.
The one generational issue that I've tracked, of course, is polling on the marijuana issue. And we tend to see younger folks very much for reform. People in the childbearing years kind of decline. And then after the kids are out of the house, it seems like some of these older folks are coming back to cannabis. What are some of the pitfalls about this generation returning to cannabis that we need to be aware of?
Well, you're right. The millennial generation came of age hearing and reading about medical marijuana. So they are predisposed to approve of it recreationally as well. Generation X is currently America's parent generation. They're age 35 to 51 in this year of 2016. The baby boomers launched the drug revolution. They had good experiences with it. They had bad experiences with it. They're fully now empty nest, but they're grandparents. So when it comes to approval, baby boomers, because of good experiences and bad experiences, are probably divided on it. The older silent generation, this year in its 70s and 80s, was labeled our nation's last innocent generation, the final generation to come of age before the drug revolution, the sexual revolution, the women's movement, the civil rights movement, the war protest movement, and their primary use of marijuana will be medical. But that represents a significant opportunity if the cannabis industry can understand their generation's core values and communicate effectively with those core values.
When you speak of these core values, generationally speaking, is there also some bit of geographic distribution in those values? For example, could people from the GI generation in California perhaps be better on than West Virginia?
You're exactly right. Within each generation, you'll find different influences by geography, by gender, men and women, by ethnicity. Boomer blacks, for example, had a very different experience with drugs than Gen X blacks, and their experience was different from millennial blacks. Same thing with women and men of each generation, and same thing with West Coast, East Coast, and in the middle.
So are you involved in offering consultation to some of these companies, or are there any books or reference materials people could get to learn more about this idea?
Well, first of all, I'm not here to advocate for or against pot. I was invited here because my life is studying America's generations. And my book, which is entitled America's Generations, and just the second book I've written came out 3 weeks ago, it explains everything about everything generational. It's sort of the Bible of the industry. I don't know of generation / cannabis publications. They might be out there, but I'm not aware of them.
But these precepts that you're coming about on the generational side are applicable not just to cannabis then, but to all sorts of different industries and issues.
Yeah, this is the first time I've presented to the marijuana industry. My life is living in airplanes and training and speaking to and consulting all of American business, all of American government, all of American higher education, and even religious groups on generational strategies.
So then, does generational attitudes toward cannabis, do they differ in a great deal from other issues that you talk about?
Well, yeah, cannabis is out there on its own right now. It is still confrontational. It's still divisive. The battle lines are drawn on marijuana, just as they are drawn now on such other national issues as immigration, gay marriage, transgender bathrooms, and all of the other moral and social issues that are floating around. Marijuana's current position in American life is very similar to what the gambling industry faced a few years ago, both lotteries and casinos, when, just like cannabis now, the gambling industry had to go state to state to gain approval from both legislatures and voters. So it is a similar passage in that both gambling and cannabis were controversial, in some instances understood, in some instances not harmful to the masses, but in some instances harmful to them. So cannabis is as close to the gambling industry's passage as it is to any other industry.
That's fascinating, and I love the work that you're doing. This generational information is very key to the success of this industry. Chuck Underwood, thanks for talking to us, and do you have any websites or contact info you'd like to give out?
My website, it's best to just Google Chuck Underwood. My company's name is The Generational Imperative Incorporated, which is why the website is genimperative.com.
Chuck, thanks for talking to us. We appreciate it.